Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah now brings another asmachta regarding Yom Kippur, and the Torah commands v'nisim es nafshei seichem. You shall afflict your souls on Yom Kippur, and to fulfill this, there are five things which are forbidden on Yom Kippur: eating, drinking, rubbing things like oil on one's body, wearing shoes, and having marital relations. According to many, only eating and drinking are forbidden mid'oraisa. But be it as it may, the Mishnah wants to know the source for the prohibition of rubbing oil on one's body on Shabbos. Minayin nesicha sheikish si of Yom HaKippurim. From where do we know that anointing is forbidden just like drinking is forbidden on Yom Kippur, afal pi she'ein ra'ah ladavar? Even though the following is not a proof for the matter, this pasuk does not prove the law, however zeichel ladavar, it's a remembrance and a sort of hint to the law, and this is actually the phrase we had back at the end of the previous perek, which led us to bring all of these asmachtas. So the Mishnah goes back to this expression of zeichel ladavar on the last asmachta which the Mishnah is going to bring. So what is the source? She'nemar, as the pasuk says, v'tovich ha'mayim b'kirboy, it came into him like water, v'chashem and into his bones like oil. So we see that water, which is generally drunk, is compared to oil, which is generally absorbed by the body, by rubbing onto the body. And we learn from there that it is forbidden to rub oil on one's body on Yom Kippur.